USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that govern financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Let's get an update on the rally to take place in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Chris Barnes has more.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. Authorities say they're not taking any chances. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There will be a press briefing by White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials today in the press briefing room in Washington. President Biden heads back to Delaware with stops in Dover and Rehoboth Beach. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A grand jury has returned an indictment against Michael Sussman, a lawyer whose firm represented the Hillary Clinton campaign, for lying to the FBI about not representing any client when he presented them with allegations about a secret Trump Organization back channel to a Russian bank. Sussman is due in court on Friday. Former White House counsel to President George W. Bush, Jamil Jaffer, on Fox News, tells us what he knows about the case.
Well, I think it's a big deal, obviously. When a lawyer is charged with lying to an FBI lawyer about who his clients are and why he's there talking to the FBI, it's obviously a key issue. I think at this point, everyone sort of has their perspective on why this happened, how this thing went down. I think it does solidify in the minds of a lot of folks the questions about how this investigation began and did it have a basis in politics. And I think that's one of the biggest concerns. And today we're now hearing that a lawyer sort of went into the FBI, presented evidence about, or presented what he claimed to have evidence about, and without having told the FBI that he was working with a campaign. The Durham investigation has taken quite a while. He's looked at a number of issues, and he's found a couple of things that happened. One, he found an FBI lawyer who didn't tell the truth, who lied about an affidavit in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, undermining the legitimacy of that court. And now we found another lawyer who's engaged in behavior that was less than appropriate if, in fact, the jury finds that he did what he's alleged, what the grand jury has alleged he's done.
It's the second criminal charge from Special Counsel John Durham's review. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.